much, Chairperson. South Africa wishes to make the following points. Financing for development should support the achievement of a surge in affordable and predictable long-term financing for developing countries amidst the current economic conditions characterized by the unsustainable debt burden that is faced by developing countries and elevated financing needs and tighter fiscal space due to high debt service. South Africa encourages a massive scaling up financing for development that is non-debt creating. South Africa would like to emphasize the role of local currency financing within the framework of FFD. Borrowing in foreign currencies is one of the significant contributing factors impacting negatively on developing countries. Local currency lending is critical to reducing currency risks and addressing the increase in debt service payments, releasing much-needed financial resources to be used for other development priorities. We'd like to reaffirm the importance of the official development assistance, including the long-standing United Nations target that developed countries should devote 0.7% of their gross domestic income to ODA. The recent announcement of significant cuts by major donors is a matter of great concern to us. A concrete outcome of FFD should, in the coming year, could be setting a time frame for achieving the 0.7% target. Another issue that should be addressed is a greater role for recipients in defining measurements, methodologies, and the delineation of ODA boundaries, including through the United Nations platform. Lastly, for my delegation, Chairperson, another major development challenge for developing countries that should be prioritized is the prevention of illicit financial flows. We believe that illicit financial flows are part of the Addis Ababa action plan that should have been most, that has been most neglected in the past and should therefore be prioritized. Thank you.